Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Florence from Alliance Française d'Oxford. Bravo! So, on your website it says, learn French the French way. What precisely does that mean?
Well, first of all, we only have French teachers, so they are native speakers, and they are the experts at teaching French as a foreign language. So all the techniques that you learn in order to make people learn faster, and we try to make it fun and interesting. And so really that's what the French way is. Also, we are French we're a French network of charities, and so we always exchange on the best methods of teaching French. There are 800 of Alliance Française in the world.
Gosh.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is.
When was it established?
I'm supposed to know this, so now I've learned. 1883.
Wow.
And it was established in Paris, and the purpose was to promote French language and culture. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping we're still doing that today.
Yes. Yeah, it's interesting about learning French in this country because there's such an idea that the English and the French don't get along, shall we say.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that must have been quite a challenge back then.
I think it's always, Britain and France have always been really good partners. We like to hate each other, really. I think that's the way I see it. And it's always been, for me anyway, promoting French here is almost an easy job because France is just next door. It's very easy for English people to go and speak and practice. And also, most English people have learned French as a first foreign language at primary school.
Mm.
So you already have notions of French somewhere in there.
Yes.
And it's very close. The languages are closer than one might think. You know, a lot of the vocabulary is the same. And even though yours is more Anglo-Saxon based and us more Latin based in the grammar, a lot of the Latin, as I said, words are in common. So it's almost easy for you to guess what we're talking about.
Yes. Fantastic. So when did you become established in Oxford?
Well, we opened our doors in September. And so we've been going for a academic year. We're a charity. And that means that our mission is to promote French and French culture, French language and French culture in Oxford. And so we're registered locally. We have a board of trustees. And our job really is to promote French in the schools with the public and all the other institutions, the university, etc. Our job is to make, when we go to schools to make a special workshop, we try to make fun French activities for the French teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that for free. It's part of our mission to promote the enjoyment of French. That's the point. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I imagine it's quite difficult for, say, primary school teachers to juggle everything and to bring the same enjoyment to the French lessons if they are underconfident in their ability.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, actually. Some of the teachers have been trained to, you know, teach maths, English, PE, religious studies, etc. So French is one of the things they have to do, and they don't often have the tools to make it fun. Sometimes they do, but sometimes it's hard for them to do that on top of the very important job they carry on.
And you guys cater for all ages and all abilities.
Yes, we do. So our youngest student's probably 4 years old. And our eldest, I never actually asked what age they are, but they go all the way to way into retirement age. So we have the full spectrum. And we also have people who come every week for private tuition or for classes. And we have those who come just for events and the odd workshop or intensive classes. So all sorts of, we try to cater for all demands.
So a workshop that I'm particularly interested in as a sort of amateur baker is the macaron workshop. Can
yes.
you tell me a bit more about what's happening?
Well, we're very excited about the macaron workshop. It's happening in a professional pâtisserie. So it's, as it happens, in a real French pâtisserie with French ingredients. And our pâtissier, Hervé Gatineau, is very experienced. And he will be the one actually conducting the workshop. So what you will learn is the technique, which I don't know personally, but how to do the macarons, how to prepare the paste that goes into it. And in fact, Jade, our communication assistant, has produced a little glossary for us to be able to know what the French and equivalents are all around the pâtisserie vocabulary to learn a bit more. So you'd be doing the macaron from beginning to the end. And of course, at the end, you go away with a few macarons yourself.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And when is that happening?
This is next Saturday, I think it is. And there are very limited spaces. So it's already fully booked, but you can definitely sign up. It's on the 18th of June. You can definitely sign up for the next one. We think if it's successful, we might open up and do another one. So do send us an email if you're interested, and you could sign up for the next one.
Fantastic.
We're looking forward to seeing you, actually.
I'll be there.
Now, I know you do other workshops.
Yes.
Another workshop that we actually sent a reviewer to was the champagne tasting workshop.
Yes. It's actually very interesting. I didn't know that much about champagne before we called it a talk because it was given by somebody who is studying it as a PhD. Imagine that, a PhD on the history of champagne.
The best PhD.
I know. Only in Oxford. And he was very interesting at telling us about the English love for champagne and how that changed the taste for champagne and the way they make champagne in Champagne. Because the English have always liked a certain dry taste to the champagne. And this is how it's evolved. And in fact, there's one maison called Paul Roger, where they've made a particular Churchill champagne because that's the one he liked to drink in the morning. Imagine that. So they've made it into the special cuvée Churchill. And lots of interesting interesting facts about champagne and the British. And in fact, that's one of the things we try to do at the Alliance, is to promote cross-cultural issues as well, things that we know the English like in France, and to promote French culture here is not too tough a job, especially when it's about champagne. Yes. But it's one of the things that we like to promote dialogue.
Wonderful. So can you tell me a bit more about the events for children?
Yes, we do love to have at least one event for children every term. We have a regular event that takes place every other week at the Maison Française d'Oxford, which is a university sort of arrangement between La Sorbonne and Oxford University. And they have a fantastic library, and they have a youth library in there, and we read French tales every other week. So that's a regular event. And we also try to do workshops during the year. So this year we did a crepe making workshop. That was popular.
Yes.
Lots of children, lots of crepe. My arm was aching at the end of the day. And that will take place also next year. And we also try to do a Easter egg hunt and things to do, activities for children while they learn and they don't even kind of notice.
Realize, yeah.
That's the point. Make it fun and they won't even notice.
What other events have you got coming up?
Well, we are planning a photography contest during the summer. A lot of you British and myself will be going to France this summer and we'll be taking beautiful pictures. And we thought it would be a good idea to do a little competition. So there'll be two categories. There'll be one for children, because my children actually take better pictures than I do. And so that will be an interesting category. And there'll be a grown-up category as well. We also have an open doors day on the 10th of September, where you'll be able to come and taste a little bit what it's like to be at the Alliance Française. Our main job is to teach French, so you'd be able to participate in a little mini French learning workshop. And we also have all sorts of other events which are escaping my mind at the moment, but we'll have a pub quiz, we'll have wine tastings, we'll have a visit of a vineyard, and we'll have one that I don't know how it's going to come down, but we were thinking of doing a Parisian chic workshop.
Oh,
yes.
That sounds fascinating.
Yes. A lot of my English friends tell me, oh, you French are so good at being fashionable and that Parisian chic thing. So I thought maybe we could do it into a workshop, have somebody come and tell us how to be Parisian. Yes. Not that it's recommendable. I actually don't like Parisians that much. But when it comes to fashion, it would be interesting to get a few tips. So we're thinking of all these events for next year.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Do come.
I probably need it, to be honest. Now, what would you say to someone like me who did a really tiny bit of French at GCSE, didn't do so well, and could do with brushing up my speaking?
Well, first I would tell you, you'd be in the perfect place, because we are used to getting people who are from complete beginners to people who are quite proficient, especially in Oxford, so you get some really high-level French speakers. But for beginners, we know just how to make you progress fast, and that's been proven by methods of how do you get to communicate fast. And that really is the point. Communicating, obviously, you don't learn it just for the sake of learning the grammar, although some people do, especially in Oxford. But the point of it is to communicate and to use it. And so we try to get you to the point at which you can understand and talk back as fast as possible. And we do cater for all levels. So we have 5 levels open at the moment for adults, from A1, which is the beginners, to C1. We don't have quite a C2, which is the highest level. But you are assessed as soon as you get into the Alliance, and you're put into the right group with very small classes. Yeah. So it's a maximum of 8 people per class. So it means that you get to speak at every lesson. Mm-hmm. And the adult classes are 2 hours long, so you have a lot of opportunities to do oral production, rather. So yes, definitely, it's always good to come, get an assessment, see where you are, and try it.
Fantastic. Great. So would you recommend people check out your website?
Absolutely. So on the website, there are lots of information, both about our events and about our classes. On the website, everything is laid out, and you get the prices. It was on the top of my head, all the events, but you will get the dates for the events, how to subscribe, and all of that. So definitely a good place to start. Or give us a call.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.